AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Power is slowly returning in Florida. About 80,000 are still without electricity following the arrival of Hurricane Hermine. Governor Rick Scott has been looking at damage in Pasco County, north of Tampa.
You guys have gotten so much rain. You have more rain here. There's not anywhere in the state where we've seen this much rain. So that's why you have the issue you have.
Hermine could strengthen again into a hurricane. It is in the Atlantic right now off Ocean City, Maryland. It is far enough away from land that it's only bringing high winds and rough surf to the coast. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence says the GOP ticket is going to open up about finances.
Donald Trump and I are both going to release our tax returns. I'll release mine in the next week. Donald Trump will be releasing his tax returns at the completion of an audit.
Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press. Hillary Clinton has released her returns. Also on Meet the Press was Clinton's former opponent, Bernie Sanders. His goal is to create a government that responds to the needs of ordinary people.
Not only trying to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president of the United States, but that, in fact, we create a movement for this campaign and for the future.
The U.S. and Russia are struggling to keep alive negotiations to end the fighting in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's complicated.
There are different players, stakeholders, entities, and so forth. And so we've been working very hard over these past months to see if we can get something, that we get it right.
President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to meet tomorrow to talk about Syria during the summit of the Group of 20 Nations in China. Meantime, Turkey's state-run news agency reports Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels expelled the Islamic State group from the last strip of territory it controlled along the border between Syria and Turkey. This is AP Radio News. Mother Teresa is now Saint Teresa. Pope Francis led a canonization mass today at St. Peter's Square. This is Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
Today's message is very clear. Mother Teresa's life was a great work of mercy, and the Pope's making her a saint in the year of mercy.
Pope Francis praised Mother Teresa for her radical dedication to the outcast of society and her courage in shaming world leaders for the crimes of poverty they themselves created. Commuters in Israel begin their work week with massive traffic jams and a cancellation of train service along one of the country's busiest routes. It started over the weekend after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, under pressure from ultra-Orthodox partners, ordered routine railway repairs scheduled on Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, to be stopped. That's resulting in traffic backups in Israel. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.